Hi, podcast listeners. I wanted to let you know that I'm moving my improvisations over to a different podcast, which is called Daily Piano Improv. It's available on iTunes and Stitcher, and you can find a link to it at the playitagainswig.com website. So this podcast is going to continue every 2 weeks, and it'll just be my usual talking and playing and mostly about the Chopin Etudes. And if you want to just hear the piano improvisation with no fuss or anything like that, that'll be over at Daily Piano Improv. I hope you'll check it out. Thanks. You're listening to Play It Again, Swig. I'm Jocelyn Swigger, and I'm trying to learn all the Chopin Etudes. I'm also trying to balance hanging out with my toddler, teaching full-time, and life's other distractions. This is my audio diary of that process. Well, it's Monday, February 18th, and I've mostly been doing maintenance practice with the Chopin Etudes because I've got a recital this Saturday in Boston, which you should come to if you're in Boston. I will put a link to it on the website. That's going to be songs with tenor Charlie Blandy, and some of those songs are really hard, so they've taken a lot of practice. So I've actually been kind of having this vision of the future, like my life in the future when I can play all of these Chopin Etudes and I am not struggling to learn them, but I can just play them. And I've found that if I play through most of Opus 10, so leaving out the slow parts, mostly leaving out most of 10 number 3, and leaving out number 6, but actually starting at the middle section of 10 number 3 with this, and then continuing on through number 4. And then number 5. And then leaving out number 6, and then going to number 7, which I can't quite play yet, but I can kind of play. You know what? Let me finish my sentence. I'm realizing I'm stringing together all of these, I guess, dependent clauses. So let me finish this. My point is that if I play through all of it, if I play through most of Opus 10, it then is, first of all, much, much easier to play number 1 and number 2. And which if I start with those, I just feel like I want to die. So that'll be an interesting project for later when I'm trying to play them all in order. Anyway, my point is, if I play through all of those, then I kind of feel like I can play anything. It's like the perfect warm-up. And now it's a 20-minute warm-up, right? More or less 20 minutes. But maybe 20 minutes of playing Chopin Etudes and then I feel like I can play anything is a pretty nice way to spend the rest of my life. This is not saying that I'm playing everything exactly the way I want it or that it's performance ready, but just even being able to play through them and sort of use them as a warm-up and feel connected to them in a way has been a really, really, really nice experience the last couple of weeks. So I just said I was going to play 10 number 7 for you, so let's try that. I don't think I've really tried to, well, who knows? This is still very much in process, but just to kind of get a sense of what's going on with this. I certainly don't know this left-hand part. We'll just finish. making this up. I made that up. Okay, so that's not ready to actually play at all. But the sort of basic game of it is much, much easier than it used to be. This used to feel really scary and difficult. And now it feels kind of like maybe I can do it. And I think the big difference, you know, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you'll know that I've been nattering on and on about trying to get my thumb to be more supported. And, you know, before I started working on these etudes, I would have told you that my thumb actually was supported and that I remembered building up my thumb support in high school and that I dealt with that. But it was just a little bit collapsed, and it still is not quite where I want it, but I kind of feel like it's clicked into place in the last couple of weeks. And I actually asked a friend of mine who's a doctor, not a musical doctor like me, but a doctor who, you know, treats sick people doctor, whether it's possible that the loosening of the ligaments that happens when you are pregnant, you know, when you're pregnant, your ligaments get loose sort of all over your body, mainly so that your pelvis can open and a child can come out. And that is as graphic as I'm going to get about that, so don't worry. But your ligaments loosen all over. And I almost feel like it's only now that I'm starting to get back kind of control of my body. And I wouldn't have said that before this last couple of weeks, but it really feels dramatically different to me. Anyway, I asked her about that, and she said that sounds like a long time period. My kid is 2.5, so 2.5 years is a pretty long time to take for that to snap back into place. But she also said that if you're talking about really subtle differences in your body and if you're really in touch with what's going on in your body, then it could be something that could take a long time. So I don't know if I just let everything loosen up and then got into bad habits when I was taking time off a couple of years ago, or if I never actually had this in place before. I don't know what the story is, but it's feeling much, 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 much better. Case in point, let me play 10 number 8 for you. We'll see how this goes, but this has been feeling much better. Coming. That feels much different. I don't know how different it sounds to you, but it feels kind of dramatically different to me. Let me know if it sounds different to you. 10 number 9, I'm not going to play for you right now, but I've been playing through it. And 10 number 10, I can kind of play now instead of not being able to play at all. I think I have not been able to play this for you yet, so let me try it. This is from memory, so we'll see how that goes. Here we go. No, let me try it again. No. There it is. No. Ugh. This is the best part. There we go. Oh, I have to do that better. Oh. This is the place where I fell apart last time when I played it for you too, isn't it? That's interesting. Okay, I need to solidify that, which obviously I haven't. Let's see. So it's first, it's just here. No. Okay, well, that was way, way, way more than of a mess than I certainly would have hoped for. And I wasn't as clear about the articulations in the middle. I don't actually know what all of them are. And there are a couple of dynamics that I don't know what they are in the middle either. So in terms of memory, that really needs some work. And actually, the left hand you can hear is a little bit clunky. It's not quite as clear and elegant as I want it to be. But I feel like I've got sort of the general game plan of this piece down now in a way that I didn't before. And so that's really nice. Anyway, after playing all of that, and then, oh, and then this, I don't have this memorized yet. I have it like the first page, but... that's all I'm going to play of that, and I'm not going to play the Revolutionary right now, you know, this one. But after I play all of those, then it feels sort of possible to play this. No, there it is. Oh. I don't actually play it this fast. I'm just sort of showing you that it's maybe imaginable. I'm actually going to stop that right there and play you a little bit of 10 number 2, which also feels like it might be possible someday. Now I am starting to get a little bit tired. So this is a place to maybe shake out, and this feels kind of different. No. So I don't know how I'm going to start with those two and play them all, because it feels like I need to play the rest of them to play those, but maybe that's something that will just sort of reveal itself to me as I work with these. So that's mostly what I've been doing with these. I didn't give you really too many specific things about practicing, but really I have been kind of mostly playing through these last couple of weeks. Next time I play for you in 2 weeks, I will have been working on 2511, which will be way better than that, and I'll give you some sort of specifics about how I'm working on that and talk to you about that score and things. And I will do a better job playing 10 number 10 and talk about specifics of practicing that. So that's it. You can find out more about this project at playitagainswig.com. You can hear my daily improv at Daily Piano Improv. And please like my Facebook page, Play It Against Swig, to know when new episodes of both those things appear. And thank you so much for being my practice buddy.